This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Tom Guthrie of Rapid SOS. Tom, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it.
So you guys had an announcement today talking about your partnership with Safe Zone Gunfire Detection. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's correct. So this is just another piece of additional data that we're adding into the clearinghouse. And again, so for Rapid SOS, we're trying to connect the world to public safety, and we do that through our clearinghouse. And that is mainly content, which is location of emergencies, but also additional data. So this Safe Zone gunfire detection, these are capabilities that are deployed in public places and office buildings, schools, that can detect a potential shot of a gun or multiple shots and locations and be able to provide that information to public safety.
Okay. And what kind of information can they send to 911?
So they capture the building plan, so you'll understand the layout of the building. They make an estimation of where the location of the gunshot or gunshots are. So they have that piece of it as well. They do have some really interesting analytics, and we'll try to do some estimation on the type of weapon that was used, and then also the number of shots fired and the timeline that occurred in. So again, they're just trying to capture all this information they're detecting in the building and provide that to public safety for their response.
Okay, and I know this is being sent to 911. Is this being sent automatically into the 911 center, or does somebody have to call 911 to spur the information flow?
Yeah, exactly. So this data is supplemental to a 911 call. So the flow, the way it works, is you'll have one of the safe zone systems within a facility, within a connected building. When it makes a detection, it will alert a set of users that have been authorized for access into that system. So if you're going to have a safe zone application, you might be the security officer or the owner of the building, something like that. You'd be notified of that detection, and then you would dial 911 natively through that application, and then that's the linkage. So the phone number from the person that dialed, that becomes the linkage back in to this information from Safe Zone.
Okay. And so just looking at this, it would seem like having all this information would be extremely helpful. How much time can this save in a response?
Yeah, and in the announcement itself, they've gone through and have done some analytics of how much faster you can get to an incident. And also, even without this capability, the delay in even getting a call to 911 and invoking public safety. So I think there's a lot of steps in the process along the way. But then also, you're providing more information. You don't just hear, oh, we detected a gunshot. It's in this location. Here's the floor plan. We think it's this kind of weapon. We've detected this number of shots. So it's just an additional, much richer set of situational awareness for those responders.
Okay. All right. Well, and it seems like you guys have been doing a lot of other things with smart buildings and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about, what you all are doing today? And frankly, are you all looking at maybe doing more in the future?
Yes, I absolutely should talk about a few of those others, and we want to continue to build out this portfolio. So if you think of the concept of a connected building, we have some other partners that we've announced prior, such as 911 Inform, that looks at a connectivity into the alarm system itself, but also cameras, the ability to lock down doors within a facility, et cetera. So that's already connected to the security system. And I view Safe Zone almost as a complement to that. So in addition to getting indication of the building plan and being access to cameras, also if there is a gunfire detection, you're going to have information about that as well. We've also looked at other companies, another partner of ours, 911 Secure, that works with Avaya and other PBX makers to get location, building plan information for 911 calls made from VoIP systems. So there's certainly a theme here. We're looking at how do you reach out, whether it's a public facility, it could be an office building, multi-tenant office building, might be a school or a campus, things like that, but how to get more situational information about those facilities to public safety when there's an emergency in process.
Yeah, well, this is really amazing. And right now, 911 Inform and 911 Secure, those also are a situation where someone needs to call 911 first to get that information.
That's correct, yeah. So all the information we provide about the emergency is tied to a 911 call or a 911 text. It could actually be a text as well, because that's the key of not only knowing the location of that 911 call, but then the number of that caller is what's linked into this additional information.
Okay. And do you see a time when, you know, the building itself or is sending the 911 call, so to speak, or is that just too far away?
Well, absolutely. No, and I think, and that's what the industry is going to go through. The way I look at this is people call, but IoT devices send data. And we have a tendency at times to be able to send that data just in this situation, I think, is a good first step. Send the data from the system to a person and let a person initiate a call into 911. But you can imagine, especially with machine learning and better analytics of how data could be collected from a person, you know, a vehicle, a building, whatever it might be, and say, you know, we've got enough information here and just a correlation analysis that we've done to say, you know, let's go ahead and invoke public safety directly. You still want to alert people and let them know about it, sure. But absolutely, I do see a day where you're going to have much better vetted and richer information that goes directly to public safety.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really amazing to see all the things that you all are finally able to get into 911 centers, and I can't wait to see what comes next. So, Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it. Thank you.